Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Welcome. Today, we will listen to two scripture readings in each segment of this podcast. All readings will be read from the New International Version, the NIV. The first reading will come from the book of Lamentations, chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. And the second reading will be taken from Habakkuk, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, and chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Hear the word of the Lord. How deserted lies the city, once so full of people. How like a widow is she, who once was great among the nations. She who was queen among the provinces has now become a slave. Bitterly she weeps at night. Tears are upon her cheeks. Among all her lovers, there is none to comfort her. All her friends have betrayed her. They have become her enemies. After affliction and harsh labor, Judah has gone into exile. She dwells among the nations. She finds no resting place. All who pursue her have overtaken her in the midst of her distress. The roads to Zion mourn, for no one comes to her appointed feasts. All her gateways are desolate. Her priests groan, her maidens grieve, and she is in bitter anguish. Her foes have become her masters. Her enemies are at ease. The Lord has brought her grief because of her many sins. Her children have gone into exile, captive before the foe. All the splendor has departed from the daughter of Zion. Her princes are like deer that find no pasture. In weakness they have fled before the pursuer. Lamentations, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. The oracle that Habakkuk the prophet received. How long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen? O cry out to you violence, but you do not save. Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrong? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and conflict abounds. Therefore, the law is paralyzed and justice never prevails. The wicked hem in the righteous so that justice is perverted. Chapter 2, Habakkuk. Verses 1 through 4. I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I am to give to this complaint. Then the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets, so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. See, he is puffed up. His desires are not upright. But the righteous will live by his faith. At the break, we will listen to Psalm 37 by Sons of Korah.
Remember
second segment of this podcast will consist of readings from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 14, and from Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, verses 5 through 10. Paul, an apostle of Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus, our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve as my forefathers did, with a clear conscience, as night and day, I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord, or ashamed of me, his prisoner. But join me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And of this gospel I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher. That is why I am suffering as I am. Yet I am not ashamed, because I know whom I have believed, and I'm convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day. What you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. And now, from Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, verses 5 through 10. The apostle said to the Lord, increase your faith. He replied, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you. Suppose one of you had a servant plowing or looking after the sheep. Would he say to the servant when he comes in from the field, come along now and sit down to eat? Would he not rather say, prepare my supper, get yourself ready and wait on me while I eat and drink? After that, you may eat or drink. Would he thank the servant because he did what he was told to do? So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, would say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty. The word of the Lord. Praying. Dear Heavenly Father, do not let your word go out void. Let the reader and every listener be blessed as they apply your word in their everyday living. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The closing song is entitled Wait Patiently by Carl Holhaze.
Fret not for those who do evil, envy not those who do wrong. For like the grass they will wither away, like the green herb they will fade. Trust in the Lord and do good, so you shall dwell in the land. Delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give unto you your heart's desire. So be still. Still in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him and he will act. Vindication he will bring forth like the dawn and the noonday. Cease from all anger and wrath, fretting leads only to sin. Evil is cut off while those who wait for the Lord possess the land. So be still. Possess the land in abundance, they'll delight. Against the just plots the wicked, gnashing his teeth against him. But the Lord at the wicked shall laugh, for he sees how his day comes. So be still. Behold the upright. be a posterity for the man whose path is peace. So be still in the Lord. Oh, be still in the Lord. Yes, be still.
Many people who are physically challenged for whatever reasons and are unable to read God's word for themselves. Then there are others who enjoy listening to the scriptures being read or sung. I'm Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of godsword.eprn.us. And I am elated to be counted among personalities as Alexander Gorby, James Earl Jones, and Victory Boyd, who meets the needs of God's people in this capacity.
Exquisite Coffee has an all-new online checkout service. So check it out and order your favorite coffee and tea buns today. ExquisiteCoffee.shop is your convenient online hub with a large variety of coffee and tea selections. Click the shop tab and you'll be ready to order your own pack of exquisite K-Cups. We have Haitian Blue Mountain and Jamaican Blue Mountain, just to name a few. We also have pounds of decaf espresso or drip coffee. We have mini coffee blends. And we have our well-sought-after blue hibiscus tea. So it's blue eyes, and it's a hibiscus tea. We also have masala chai, loose leaf, and other coffee and tea selections. Local Metro Charlotte, North Carolina residents, don't hesitate to call in or text us your order to 704-413-1225. Again, that's 704-413-1225. We'll deliver locally right to you. Just call or text your coffee and tea orders. Head over to exquisitecoffee.shop. We'll see you there.
Black Star Fund LLP isn't your typical business services B2B specialty business. As you may have noticed, we love handling complex problems for businesses. Alternative business lending, precious metals banking, business and personal credit restoration services. These are just a few of our B2B services. Get started and go to BlackStarFundLLP.com. That's BlackStarFundLLP.com. In case you're wondering, LLP stands for Limited Liability, Limited Partnership. My name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and I'm also the Managing General Partner with Blackstar Fund, LLP, providing business to business services for your business certainly involves trust and partnership. Our services are ideal for small and mid-range businesses with 3 years or more of operating experience. Startups are also welcome to inquire about startup loan programs and other consultative business services. Let's start off with a confidential conversation related to your business. Book your 30-minute consultation and let's talk. Give me a call at 980-201-9878 or just fill out the contact form at BlackStarFundLLP.com.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.